Tight times mean shoppers are looking to get more for their money. So some discount stores are actually doing well despite the downturn. Here's one example. Family Dollar outperformed all other stocks on the Standard & Poor's 500 last year. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports on why the chain with the small store is making big money.
Every week, 14 million people enter one of Family Dollar's stores. Once inside, they see something that resembles a hybrid of other retail outlets with equal parts Walmart, drugstore, and supermarket.
So we've got Dawn, we've got Ajax, cleaning supplies, we've got Palmolive.
But that's Family Dollar spokesman Josh Braverman standing in front of a rack of dish soap. Customers can buy everything from groceries and cleaning products to clothes and motor oil. And as Braverman points out, stores carry more name brand goods than generics.
So we've put a lot of emphasis on kind of debunking the myth that if it's dollar store, if you're buying it, it's just going to break a day or two later. That's not the case.
Family Dollar serves both urban areas and small towns. Everything is not a dollar, but most products are sold in even dollar increments. The company's average customer used to make about $30,000 a year, but President Jim Kelly says as the economy has worsened, wealthier customers have begun to stream in.
Either out of necessity or perhaps they've paused to rethink some things as a result of the uncertainty of the economy. So that search for value is something that they're finding at Family Dollar, and as a result of that, more and more new customers are coming in.
And while the S&P 500 declined by nearly 40% last year, Family Dollar's stock price jumped 36%. The company even upped its dividends. This rare success, though, has not surprised Charles Bodkin, a retail and marketing professor at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte.
If you just think about the whole economy is basically dropping their income, well, that drops the level of the type of store that you want to look at and shop at. Everyone's looking to save some money now. There's a lot of concern out there.
Bodkin refers to a trend called trading down. When the economy goes south, consumers shop less at higher-end stores like Target. That's meant new customers for Family Dollar and more spending from longtime shoppers like Talia Vinson, who stopped in for cleaning products.
You know, it's not where you shop, it's what you get. You know, it's the value of what you're paying for, and if it's the same thing you're paying for at Walmart, you might as well come here and get it at a better deal.
That's not to say Family Dollar always has the lowest price. The company aims to be competitive with bigger stores and then win over customers with convenience. Parking is almost always simple and checkout lines are short. Bodkin says the recent success of so-called small box stores shows up in earnings reports and word of mouth.
I had some friends who, they would not be seen in these stores because of the stigma that was attached to it. But you see quite a few people now, quite a few friends shopping in the Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar.
Family Dollar has tried to capitalize on the increased traffic by offering more of the things shoppers need and selling fewer of those they can live without. Daniel Butler is with the National Retail Federation.
It's kind of basic items that people say, you know, the guest shampoo for the guest bathroom, guest soap for the guest bathroom, dishwashing detergent, things that people use every day that they don't want to necessarily spend a lot of money on, but they do want and need.
But what happens when the economy rebounds? Some, like Professor Bodkin, say consumers will return to their old habits and Family Dollar sales will fall. But Kelly, the chain's president, says over its 50-year history, some of the company's biggest gains have come during times of economic recovery. And he says just because people will have more money doesn't mean they'll stop looking for a good deal. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.